15 moderate Democrats have released a report called Progressive Internationalism, a Democratic National Security Strategy. It endorses the invasion of Iraq, but also criticizes President Bush's foreign policy. Speaking for the group, former Nebraska Senator Bob Kerry says the Democratic Party needs to confront the new dangers that America faces in the 21st century.
Progressive internationalism says that the United States needs to stay engaged in a constructive way in the world. Just because we're strong doesn't mean we're wrong. We can use both the military and the economic force we have to do good in the world. But it's got to be based on values, not just strength.
President Bush speaks about values all the time when he talks about foreign policy.
He began with a declaratory statement that we're going to withdraw from the anti-ballistic missile treaty, that we're going to withdraw from the conversations that were going on, unprecedented conversations between the developed and the developing world over global climate change, not only not participate in the International Criminal Court, we were going to threaten people with sanctions if they did. The war in Iraq began with a declaratory statement. Yes, we're going to try to get the Security Council to support us, but if we don't, we're going to go alone. A lot of the declaratories and statements that President Bush has made since the war is over, since discovering that going alone has great risk, have been much better. His rhetoric is much better after the war than it has been before.
So progressive internationalism doesn't oppose the war in Iraq, per se?
No. I mean, it was that signal that we're going to go alone that was so offensive. Not that we were going to go. Not that we were willing to use our military strength to try to make the world safer, not just for ourselves but other people, but that we didn't care what the opinion of other people was.
Is it the goal of this group of centrist Democrats to oppose Bush policy or to straighten out the Democratic left?
It's in part to persuade the Democratic left that our roots, our history, contains heroic moments when we use military force constructively. The Democratic Party has to understand that if we are threatened and don't use military force, we're going to pay a terrible price for it. And we have to understand that our history of military action does include not just bad things, but good things. But we have to say to our independent and Republican friends that if that's the only tool we use, we're going to be very, very disappointed. Because the world's not going to get better. It's not going to get safer. It's going to get worse and more dangerous.
Isn't this the approach of Senator Lieberman, though?
I think it is the approach of Senator Lieberman. I think it's the approach of Senator Biden. I think it's the approach of Senator Edwards, frankly. I've heard him talk eloquently about this. And Senator John Kerry's been talking about this long before he got in the Senate. In our party, there's an awful lot of people who have been talking about it. Dick Gephardt has been talking in this way.
So it's Dean's criticism of the Bush administration, which has been so effective, that troubles you because there should be an alternative.
I'm not that troubled with Dean's criticism of the administration. I disagreed with his conclusion on Iraq. But I think Howard Dean, in fact, has harnessed the anger that's out there in a constructive fashion. But I don't see Howard Dean as a destructive force in the Democratic Party. Quite the contrary. He's rallied an awful lot of people who are discontented and angry and frustrated, as, by the way, has Dennis Kucinich. We're hopeful, I certainly am, that the statement we made is seen as a constructive effort to help Democrats who are putting themselves on the line every single day as candidates fashion a constructive response to George Bush's foreign policy.
Former Democratic Senator Bob Kerry is now president of New School University. The report was released by the Progressive Policy Institute, a new Democratic think tank here in Washington.